Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Cultish: The Language of Fanaticism is a 2021 nonfiction book by linguist and writer Amanda Montell. Rather than treating cults as mysterious systems of total control, Montell examines how language helps create devotion, belonging, and obedience in groups that range from infamous religious sects to self-help movements, multi-level marketing schemes, fitness communities, and online conspiracies. Her central argument is that many of the behaviors people associate with cults are built through recurring verbal patterns, special jargon, euphemisms, slogans, repetitive mantras, and other forms of loaded language that shape how members think and speak. The book is both a cultural analysis and a linguistics-driven investigation, showing how the same techniques can appear in overtly harmful organizations and in ordinary social settings. Its purpose is not only to explain cult dynamics, but also to help readers recognize how persuasive language can be used to intensify identity, suppress doubt, and make a group feel uniquely meaningful. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Montell replaces the brainwashing myth with a linguistic model of influence. A major contribution of the book is its rejection of the simplistic idea that cults rely on magical mind control. Montell argues that what most effectively binds people to a group is not supernatural coercion, but language that narrows perception and rewards conformity. This framing matters because it shifts the discussion from abstract fear to observable technique. Readers are encouraged to look for how speech patterns organize loyalty, create emotional dependence, and make group ideas feel self-evident. By treating cult behavior as partly a language problem, Montell makes influence easier to analyze in practical terms. The result is a more grounded explanation of why people stay committed, even when an organization is harmful, and why outsiders often underestimate the power of repeated verbal cues. The book shows that language does not merely describe belief, it helps manufacture it. Secondly, loaded language, euphemism, and jargon create an us of the worldview. Montell pays close attention to the vocabulary that cult-like groups build around themselves. Specialized terms, insider shorthand, euphemisms, and morally charged labels can separate members from outsiders while making the group seem intellectually or spiritually superior. This vocabulary does more than identify membership. It compresses complex ideas into easy-to-repeat phrases that limit nuance and make disagreement seem illegitimate. Euphemisms also soften harmful practices by hiding their consequences behind cleaner language, while jargon can give ordinary claims an aura of authority. Montell shows that once a group controls the meanings of its keywords, it begins to control the boundaries of thought. Readers see how speech can become a gatekeeping tool, rewarding insiders with a sense of belonging and pushing dissenters into an outsider category. This is one of the book's most useful insights because it applies not only to fringe groups, but to any community that uses language to protect itself from criticism. Thirdly, repetition and slogans work as social technology, not just persuasion. The book explains that cultish speech is often effective because it is repetitive. Mantras, catchphrases, and thought-terminating cliches reduce complicated situations to short verbal loops that are easy to remember and hard to challenge. Montell treats repetition as a social technology. It keeps members synchronized, discourages hesitation, and substitutes emotional certainty for reflective judgment. When a phrase is repeated often enough, it begins to feel like common sense, even if it contains little actual reasoning. This helps explain why cultish language can persist in environments that otherwise look ordinary, including workplaces, fitness studios, and online communities. The key point is that repetition does not just reinforce ideas, it can also interrupt critical thought at the moment doubt arises. Montell's analysis is persuasive because it shows how language can function as a shortcut around evaluation. Instead of debating a claim, the speaker or listener falls back on a familiar verbal response that closes the conversation. Fourthly, the book broadens cultishness beyond religion to modern wellness, branding, and politics. Montell's examples make clear that cultish language is not confined to classic religious cults. She examines groups and industries such as Scientology, Jonestown, Heaven's Gate, Sinanon, and NXIVM. Multi-level marketing, and fitness brands like SoulCycle, CrossFit, and Peloton, along with online political movements like QAnon. This range is important because it shows that cult-like rhetoric thrives wherever identity, aspiration, and community are tightly packaged. In wellness and branding contexts, language can sell transformation by promising belonging, purity, and self-improvement. In political or conspiratorial spaces, it can intensify distrust and make the group feel like the only source of truth. Montell does not claim these examples are identical in severity, but she does show that they use overlapping techniques to create emotional attachment. That comparison is one of the book's strongest analytical moves because it helps readers see cultish language as a pattern that can appear in respectable or mainstream settings, not just in overtly extreme ones. Lastly, The book combines humor, research, and personal perspective to make a difficult subject legible. One reason Cultish stands out is its blend of scholarly explanation and accessible cultural criticism. Montel uses interviews, anecdotal observations, and research-based discussion, but she writes in a lively, readable style that keeps the material from becoming purely academic. Her background in linguistics gives the book a clear analytical foundation, while her voice adds wit and momentum. The personal element also matters, especially in the sections connected to Synanon, which has a family connection for Montel and gives the subject additional emotional weight. At the same time, the book is not simply memoir or journalism. It is an attempt to teach readers how to listen differently, so that they can notice when language is being used to manufacture devotion, flatten doubt, or intensify group identity. That combination of style and purpose makes the book useful for general readers, students of language, and anyone trying to understand how rhetoric works in modern life. In conclusion, Cultish: The Language of Fanaticism is best suited for readers interested in linguistics, social psychology, media criticism, religion, or the mechanics of persuasion. It is especially valuable for anyone who wants to understand why certain groups feel so compelling before they become visibly harmful. The book offers practical benefits by training readers to recognize loaded language, insider jargon, euphemism, repetition, and thought-terminating cliches in everyday settings. That awareness can make it easier to evaluate recruitment tactics, branding strategies, political messaging, and online community dynamics with greater skepticism. What distinguishes Montel's book from many other books about cults is its focus on language as the primary mechanism of influence. Instead of relying on sensationalism or treating cults as eerie anomalies, she presents them as recognizable social systems built through speech. The result is a book that is analytical without being dry and accessible without being simplistic. It stands out in its category because it connects notorious case studies to ordinary contemporary culture, showing that cultish communication is not only a historical or fringe phenomenon, but a recurring feature of modern life. Readers come away with a sharper vocabulary for discussing manipulation, belonging, and belief. If you would like to support Amanda Montel, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.